Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Charles Baudelaire. Charles Baudelaire, theek hai? And what is the spelling of Baudelaire? B-A-U-D-E-L-A-I-R-E, Baudelaire. Now Charles Baudelaire was a French poet as well as a literary and art critic as well as a translator. And let me tell you that the ideas of Charles Baudelaire contributed to the rise of symbolism in literature in general, contributed to the rise of modernism, and it also had a great impact on the writer T.S. Eliot. The dates of Charles Baudelaire are from 1821 to 1867. And he was a French writer, and the work for which he is very famous is called The Flowers of Evil. The Flowers of Evil. Of course, originally this was written in French, but this is the English translated title. Then another work for which he is famous is called Little Prose Poems. Little Prose Poems. Now this was published in 1868, and the earlier one that I talked about, The Flowers of Evil, that was published in 1857. Now a famous critic says, let me quote this critic, quote, "In his pursuit of an evocative magic of images and sounds, his blending of intellect and feeling, irony and lyricism, and his deliberate eschewal of rhetorical utterance, Baudelaire moved decisively away from the romantic poetry of statement and emotion to the modern poetry of symbol and suggestion," unquote. And this critic also says that Charles Baudelaire served as a very crucial link between romanticism and the coming modernism. Okay, so this is the importance of Charles Baudelaire, and as I told you that his writings had a deep impact on the ideas of T.S. Eliot as well as Algernon Swinburne. Okay? Now with respect to his work, The Flowers of Evil, okay? Now this volume of poetry expresses the changing nature of beauty, okay, in the rapidly industrializing Paris in the times in which Charles Baudelaire lived. Along with this, keep in mind that Charles Baudelaire coined the term modernity. Modernity is a word that he coined to designate the fleeting experience of life in an urban metropolis and the responsibility of artistic expression to capture that experience. Now, along with this, what are the other things that you will expect to find in this volume of poetry called The Flowers of Evil? Now, the first theme that you will come across is beauty and decadence. So, Baudelaire was fascinated by the idea of beauty, but he also saw its connection to corruption, decay, and even evil. After that, the next thing that you can find in this volume of poetry is the idea of modernity and urban life. Okay? Now keep in mind that Baudelaire was a keen observer of modern life, particularly the city of Paris. Paris is the capital of France. Okay? And his poems capture the energy, the alienation, as well as the contradictions of urban experience, depicting the beauty and horror of the city's streets, its inhabitants, as well as the vices that are present in a city life. Along with this, the themes of death and eros or eroticism you can find in these poems. See, Baudelaire explores the themes of death and eroticism in a way that both were shocking as well as innovative for his time. Okay, because eroticism is always a very sensitive issue, and while writing on death and eroticism, he saw a connection between the two, with death representing ultimate release from the pain and suffering of life, and eroticism offering a temporary escape from the mundane. Okay? So all of the poems that are there in this volume, you can find very evocative imagery, okay, that he uses. Uske baad the innovative form, different poetic forms that are there, including sonnet form, prose poem, free verse. And then symbolism is used in these poems. Okay? And Baudelaire used symbols to represent complex ideas and emotions. And he invited the reader to interpret the poems on multiple levels. Okay? And keep in mind that when this volume of poetry was first published, it caused a scandal. And for this, Charles Baudelaire was even persecuted, okay, for the obscenity that his poems depicted. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, just remember the two important works by Charles Baudelaire for which he is famous. One is The Flowers of Evil. Okay? Uske baad, Little Prose Poems. After that, also keep in mind that his ideas and his writings have influenced writers such as T.S. Eliot, such as Algernon Swinburne. Okay? And his writings serve as a crucial link between romanticism and the coming modernism. Okay?